Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. This is your host, Minister Janice. We are grateful. We are truly grateful to have you here with us today. Oh, and we bless his holy name. We bless his holy name. We say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. To an awesome God, to an awesome God. I pray that you would raise up a generation of children that would fear you greatly. Master, we ask for your protection over the next generation. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come thanking you for this day, thanking you for the opportunity that you have given us, God. We are just grateful for everything that you're doing in our lives, God. Yes, yes, you are great and wonderful, God. We are your children, God. We are your sheep in your pasture, God. We ask, oh God, that you use us for your glory. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Again, we just thank God. We thank God for you, and we thank him for you. And we just bless his holy name. Yes, we bless him. And we thank him. Yeah, we thank him. Yes, 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 yes. We are just grateful for the many blessings that he continued to shower upon us. Yes, and there are many blessings that he shower upon us. We are just grateful today. Grateful, I said. We say hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Yeah, yes. We thank him. We thank him for everything that he has done, everything that he's doing. Yes, we are just grateful. We are grateful. Yes, yes. We just want to take this time real quickly to just share a little light on Martin Luther King. Dr. Martin Luther King. He was a minister. He was an activist for civil rights. He followed the footsteps of his father, Martin Luther King Sr. Yeah. Think about that. Think about that. Dr. King, we know that we're commemorating him this weekend. We're just want to remind you of some of the great attributes that he has done in our lives. He has played the marches that he was able to succeed with many things that he has done to help the civil rights movement. Martin Luther King. Yes, yes, yeah, yeah. So we just want to call that to your attention, young people. Many of you who may not be aware of Martin Luther King, of some of the things that he's done for us. Well, it's time for you to take out your iPad or take out your cell phone and do a little digging to find out who is Martin Luther King. What did he actually do? So you could know for yourself. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we're just going to go quickly into our lesson. And the title I have here is Watch Who You Follow. I'm going to say that again. Watch Who You Follow. Yeah, because it's important that we watch who we follow. We are followers of many things. When we were babies, we learned to follow our family members. We would see them walk, and we would hear them talk, and we would see them laugh, and we would see them cry. Everything that they did, we learned to do the same thing. So we were followers even at an early age. That is the method that we use to learn. Yeah, we were followers. So we learned. We were taught. We were taught how to say our words. We were taught how to say mama, how to say dad, dad. We were taught this. Yeah. So in following others to learn, we must be careful of what we are following, who we are following, and how we follow others. We must pay attention. Be careful who and what you follow. Everything is not beneficial for you to follow. Everything is not designed for you to run after, for you to go check it out, go see. Everything is not designed that way. Yeah, yeah. So who are you following? That's your question. Next generation, who are you following? Mm-hmm. Who? Who are you following? Who are you following? Yeah. Who are you following? Let's see what Jesus has to say about how we follow. The steps of a man are established by the Lord when he delights in his way. Your steps. Mm-hmm. Your steps. We take steps all the time. When you were a baby, you took baby steps. Yeah, you when you were a baby, you took baby steps, and as you grew older and you got bigger, you begin to take, came much larger. So you would take bigger steps. Yeah, you could walk better. You could balance yourself. Yeah. So here in this particular verse, which is in Psalms 37 and 23, it says that a step of a man or woman, a boy or girl, are established by the Lord, meaning God is the one who orders your steps. God is the one who sets out the plan. He has the roadmap for your steps. He has the roadmap for your direction. And so in who you're following should be Christ, should be him. Yeah. And Psalms 37 and 23. Yeah. You should be following Jesus. Yeah. Yeah. Tells us that it says, this is my commandment, that you what? Love one another as I have loved you. Now, this is a command. Yeah, this is a commandment. And Jesus is saying this. Mm-hmm. So this is action. Yeah, this is an action word. Yeah, and it's action because it's inward. It's an inward action that you're actually taking because you're expressing feelings. Uh-huh. You're expressing concern for one another through loving one another. As you do what? As you follow Christ. As you follow Jesus. Yeah, because we know that Jesus loved us. We've heard that so often. Jesus loved me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Yeah, you heard that when you were little. I love that song. I love it today. Even today, as an older adult, I love that song. Yeah. So here we see in John chapter 16:33, we say, Jesus said to him, if it is my will that he remain until I come, what is that to you? Now listen to that. Jesus said this, if it is my will that he or she remains until I come. And we know that Jesus is coming back. He's already prepared a place for us. We've heard it, we've read it, we've studied it. We know that he's coming. Yeah. And it says, he says here, so if he remains there, so if you remain doing good things, if you remain showing love and being concerned with one another, if you remain doing those things, I said if now, and it's in here, it says, it's hypothetical, it says if, what is it to other people? Why should there be concern? Also, if, hypothetically, if you, listen to this, it says here, it is my will that he remains until I come. What is it to you? Why should you be concerned? If I'm going to remain calling on God, if I'm going to remain being dutifully seeking him on a daily basis, what is it to you? Why should you be concerned? Why should you want to discourage me from doing the seeking and the learning and the sharing of Jesus Christ? What should it matter to you? Yeah. Jesus wants us to what? He wants us to follow him. Follow him. Follow him. Mm-hmm. Follow him. John 16 and 33. Yeah, yeah. Follow me as I follow Christ. Now, when I'm following Christ, there is no bullying. There is no talking back. There is no foul words, next generation. There are no hating. No one is hating each other. And there are no fighting. There are no fights. When I'm following Christ, yeah, when I'm walking in his way, I'm not causing any strife. I'm not causing any division when I am following Christ. None of that is taking place. Surely goodness and mercy, what, shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord when, it says, forever. Judges 8 and 5. Forever. Because mercy is going to follow me. Goodness is trailing me. Goodness really is just showering all over me, goodness and the mercies of God, huh? Because I'm following him. Yeah. The attributes that I project, the attributes that come out, the attributes that are visible, those that you can see on a daily basis, those that you can hear, are signs that I am a child of the Most High God. Yeah. They're signs that of who I am. They're signs of who I represent. Yeah, I don't represent myself. Next generation, we should not represent ourselves. We should always have a prayer life, have some prayer time with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I was just saying that today. That we need to go back to the time when we would have prayer in the house, in a family, in a unit. Prayer with a unit. And there was much peace when we had prayer together. When we would sit at the table and learn Bible verses together. Yeah. We didn't all go and eat in a different room. Young people, are you listening to what I'm saying? We didn't go into different parts of the house to eat. We sit at the table together as a unit. Yes. Certain time that the meal was prepared and the meal was on the table, you had to be present and accountable for that time, for that moment, because that was family time. Yeah, we don't have that today. I know some of you are wondering, what am I talking about? Family time. You may not have experienced it, but you really need it. You really do. Who are you following? Are you following? Huh? According to Deuteronomy 31 and 1 through 8, Joshua was the successor to Moses. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was a successor. Yeah, and a successor is one who is next in line. You could be in line for a role. You could be in line for a position. You could be in line for some type of gift. It could be you. It could be your time. It could be your opportunity. Yeah, Vice President Kamala Harris is the successor to Vice President Pence. That's who she is. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. In order to lead us, in order to lead, period, you must know how to follow. You must learn how important it is to follow. When you follow, you become a great leader. Elijah, he followed the footsteps of Elijah. Mm-hmm. King 19 through 21, Elijah wanted all the spiritual anointing that Elijah had before he entered into heaven. He desired that. But he was next in line to receive it. Glory to God. He was next. He was his successor. Mm-hmm. David. He was the successor to King Saul. He was next in line. So he was following him. Yes. He was next in line. David was a powerful and a mighty king. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Look at the story of the Lion King. And I know many of you know about the Lion King. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You may not remember some of you may remember the first Lion King, but, you know, today we have plays of the Lion King, and we know that Beyonce had just did a new version of the Lion King. So you have some idea of the Lion King. Well, we're just going to tap into that just quickly and briefly, where we see that the characters that were in the storyline of the Lion King was Mufasa, and then it was Simba, and then it was Scar. There's just three that I'm going to name. We know that they had others. There were others that were there. But the key thing to this storyline was that Scar was jealous. He was jealous and he was envious. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was jealous, and he was envious of Simba. Yeah, yeah. Why? Because before Simba arrived on the scene, he was next in line to be king. Yes. And if anything should have happened to Mufasa, Scar was next in line. So he was watching this line to follow it real closely. Why? Because he wanted to be king. But oh, look at Simba. He arrives on the scene, the son, who really was Scar's nephew. Think about that. Your nephew. Mm-hmm. Well, many of us know the story. Just when Scar had thought all was great, everything was fantastic. Yeah, right. Remember, Mufasa had passed. He had died. He had died at the hand of Scar, his own brother. Look at that. His own brother. And so Simba, who was a babe at the time, was thrown the guilt and shame of letting him think he had murdered his own father. Oh, yeah, jealousy, envy. Even when you're following. Sometimes we follow wrong. We make wrong choices, young people. Next generation, we can make wrong choices. Look at this. Scar. Plotting and planning. Trying to set up his own kingdom. But oh, thanks be to God. Look at that. Yeah, look at that. Even in a story, an African story, we see that Simba did not perish. did not perish. He grew up, and he was surrounded with people who came in and encouraged him and pushed him on to where he needed to be, who he should be following. And his footsteps were the footsteps of the king. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Who are you following? Are you following royalty? Or are you digging some dirt somewhere? Are you digging some hateful strategies or schemes? What are you doing? Who are you following? Next generation. Are you following kings and princes? Who are you following? And we know that Simba came back to his people. Yeah. And how we know that Scar was destroyed because, first of all, he was destroyed emotionally because he couldn't believe that Simba survived the jungle when he was a baby. Yeah. Your own family. Who are you following? Are you following any bitterness, any hate? Who are you following? It is so important to follow Jesus Christ. It is so important to follow the Holy Spirit. Yes. Next generation. Mm-hmm. It is so important to be followers of Christ. And that's what we're talking about. Being followers of Christ. It's time to rise up. It's time to take your rightful place. Yeah, you have a place. You weren't just thrown here in the atmosphere and just thrown out. There is a place. There is a time. There is something special that God has for you. He has to get your attention. You should want to know more about him and what his provisions are. They're mighty. They're great. They're greatness that he has in you. Next generation. Yeah. Yes. He is a loving father. He is our Savior. He's the Savior of the world. He's a Father who can come and rock you when you're weary, rock you when you're sad. You can always call on Him. The line is never busy. There is no busy signal with Jesus. You can talk to Him anywhere. You can hold him in your heart and keep him very close and keep him very near. He's an everlasting Father. He is the Prince of Peace. He is the great I Am. And he's waiting on you. He's waiting on you, next generation. He's waiting on you for you to come and see the greatness that he has for you. Oh, he has much greatness. Because he said, greater things will you do. Yeah, he desires to prepare you for the greater things. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah. Yeah. That's why we come and we spend time learning more and more about him. And we learn it through following him. You're following his attributes. What did he do? How did he talk? What did he say? What was the meaning behind the scripture? We take time to learn. We take time to ask. Yeah, I can remember times when I wouldn't ask a question. I would want to know what was the question. I'm sitting in Sunday school and I want to know it. But I was shy. I didn't want nobody to know that I didn't know it. But it's okay. It's okay. Find someone that you can go to and ask a question. whenever you don't understand something. Google it, because you're good at Googling. Google the question. Yeah, and you'll see the answer. The answer's right there. It's right at your fingertips, because you're always with the iPod. You're always with the cell phone. The laptop, Google it and get the answer. Yeah. We have a loving Savior. He's in this world today. He walks with us and he talks with us. Yes, he does. He talks. And it's our job to listen. Next generation, I'm talking to you tonight. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Yes. Just as Simba had a position of kingship, that's what he was. God has a place for you. He has a place designed just for you. It could be kingship or it could be a queen. Yes. He said you are a royal priesthood. That's what he said. Talks to us in the book, the Proverbs. He talks to us about wisdom, making wise choices, making wise decisions, choosing your friends. Oh, glory to God. Everything that looks gold is not gold. Next generation, yes, you will make mistakes. Yes, you will make wrong choices. But don't stay there. Get up. Don't wobble in it. Don't be hard on yourself. Jesus is present. He's ever present. Standing with his arms wide open, waiting on you. He's waiting on you to come and acknowledge him as your Lord and your Savior. He is the great I am. He is the Lord and Lords. Yes. Just like you witnessed that in The Lion King. If you notice, The Lion King has no words in The Lion King says anything about God. It doesn't say anything about Jesus. But the story itself has strong significance of what God stands for. He stands for having a position, being a great leader. Oh, yeah, next generation. Being a great leader. This is what he grooms you for you to lead. Yes, once you have followed. Let us pray. We pray today for the Holy Spirit of God, to rain on the listeners of this show, for the listeners. And we ask for Jesus, Holy Spirit, to come in and to dwell and sup with them and stay forever and forever. And we bless you in Jesus' name. Yes, we thank you. And we look forward to having you back here with us on Sunday for God's Favorite Ministries with Pastor George. And again, back here with us on next Friday. Yes. Remember, be careful who you follow.